to me nice! Put to me nice! Put to me nice! Put to me nice!
Yeah, she say talk to me nice, yeah, yeah. Or don't talk to me twice, no, no. But they still gon' fall through, yeah, yeah. Like they walked on thin ice, they know the fucking vibe.
She said, talk to me nice. What's up, man? Welcome to another episode. The last episode of 2023. I'm your host, man, Billy Ellis, a.k.a. the Black Teddy Rucks, man, a.k.a. Mr. Two Socks himself. In here with me is the pun guy. What's happening?
What's up, world? It's your boy, River, a.k.a. the pun god, a.k.a.
Black man in glasses. I like black man in glasses.
Black man.
Fellow black man.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm just out here black manning.
And black manning.
Yeah.
Man, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Hope your Christmas was what you wanted it to be. You was enjoying your family and whatnot, and you know, all the gifts, and just celebrating how you needed to celebrate. If you got to drink, you know, because you was depressed, I understand it too. Okay.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
Hanukkah.
You know what? We made it. We made it through the year. When did we start back up? Did we start back at the beginning of this year, or it was like the middle of this year?
I don't remember the day, but it was closer to the beginning than the middle.
Yeah, okay.
The middle was June. We was already.
Oh yeah, we was potting. Yeah. We was potting then.
Yeah.
I just don't remember when it was, but yeah, man. So the next time we pod, it will be 2024.
Christ.
Oh man. You know what? I should ask, because we didn't. I mean, we talked pre-pod, of course, but did you have any New Year's resolutions? Did you learn anything this year? What did you?
You know what? I did learn some stuff.
What'd you learn? I'm curious.
Patience.
It's always good. It's always good. More patient.
Yeah, gotta try to be more patient.
Did you learn to be patient, or is there something that you striving for?
No, I learned that certain situations need more patience.
That requires
More patience.
More patience.
And it's like either I'm gonna do that or I'm not.
Right. And okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I did a lot this year. One thing I can say about this year, because you know I ain't a big, like, if I go out, we going out somewhere to something, but I'm not a big go to an event type of person.
Right. Like, yeah. That's
and
right.
I did a lot of that.
You did a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I got to the Wayne concert. You know,
you did do that.
We went to, you know, All Out, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah, we did do that, too.
Yeah, I ain't into baseball. We did some baseball games.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, went to Vegas. Like,
you just left Vegas not too long ago. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you did some stuff. You did.
I did some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did some things.
You did some things you normally wouldn't have.
No.
I mean, outside of, like, going out to, like, doing outside things, you actually got on the plane and went on the trip.
Yep, and it's not gonna happen for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, going I'm back sure. on sabbatical.
Right. Mm-hmm. For how long? You might do this next year.
I'm driving it.
Oh, you gonna drive it next time?
Yeah, wherever it is, it's gonna be a road trip. I'm good, bro.
I got it.
I did it.
Yeah,
I can say I did it.
All right, got it out your system.
Yeah, and it was a while. It was a while. Now I'm a. It's going to be a while again.
I hear you on that.
Yeah.
So, no, I this is the one person I would never ask this for, because I already know you don't set goals. But anything that you wanted to work on next year?
Just, I mean, this is the goal every year, but just to get to the paper.
That's it right there. I mean, I can't argue with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't argue with that whatsoever.
You know, this year.
Shout out to the raise that we're getting pretty soon.
I need that now.
Shout out to the raise that we're getting.
That's still months away. I need that right now.
Yeah.
I need them to move that date up.
Right. We need to move it up for real. Yeah. But yeah, I understand it. Okay. I totally understand it. Because, come on, you don't set goals. Mm-mm. But.
I thought about that shit today. Bro.
Did you?
I was just thinking to myself on some crazy shit. And I was like, if somebody was to ask me, what do you think was the funniest thing ever said on the podcast? Mm. In Billy's opinion. Mm. That he thought was the funniest. Okay. And I was just like, I thought about it.
It's probably...
I was like, it got to be set goals. And I said, I only picked that because... You heard it before we started recording it. You laughed harder.
Harder than when I first originally heard it.
Yeah.
So
I was like, that gotta be it. That gotta be it.
I just couldn't help it, man. I was like listening to it now. It's just like, what was better than that? What was better than that, man? Because nobody says it. I said it then, and I'll say it now. Nobody says it. Nobody says, I'm not goal-oriented. Nobody says that. Usually around this time, people are setting these goals. No, not River.
No, not me.
And not even New Year's. Just... Every month. Every day of his life.
Like I told you, no vision board, no none of that.
People be having vision board parties. River like, the fuck is that?
Real, what is that? You having a party for it too?
You having a party about something I would never do.
I'm good.
When you set goals, as if it's a negative. As if it's a negative.
It could be.
Oh my God, yo. Like you said, because when you set goals, you're not able to achieve them, then you like, yeah.
Man, setting yourself up for disappointment, man.
That's basically what he said. Oh, man. Still one of the funniest moments of this pod, man.
Good time.
Oh, it was a great time. It was a great time. I just, you know what, for me, like, personally, I've been through a lot this year. Shit, I was in a relationship. Now I'm not anyone anymore. I got injured. And I was off for work for a couple months and got back to it, went back to work. It was some shit that, you know, any normal person would have been like, God damn, dude, you've been through a lot. But no, it was some good things too. Like, I got a promotion this year. Boom. A raise is coming.
Yeah.
You know, The weight loss journey I've been on.
Listen, I was going, if you didn't say it, I was going to say it for you. I was like, man, you got into better shape.
So there was some great things that came with that. Like with the injury, with the breakup, it was like something. I mean, the journey was happening during the breakup, but I mean, before that. But yeah, just with the injury kind of contribute to the weight loss journey that I was going on. Now I'm in the best shape that I ever been, like ever been. You get what I'm saying? So it's been nothing but great things since then. I mean, I'm ending the year with a bang, and hopefully it just continues in 2024. As far as goals, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know how people like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get back in the gym. I've been in the gym. So it's all, you know, I'm already set past that. But outside of that, it's him, like he said, get into the bag. And, you know, maybe it's another fruitful relationship that I might get into. I don't know for sure. But, I mean, we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just hope. I mean, just, you know, just striving for better, man. You know, just striving for better. Like I said, I'm ending with a bang. I'm going to start with a bang, and we're going, you know, just hopefully by next year, you know, and next couple months, it'll be even better. So
he definitely has switched up. You know, he meal prepping. He didn't change up his whole dietary plan. He don't eat ass no more. It's just
hold on just a second. I never said that. There was never in that part of that whole setting goals thing or not what I'm doing did I ever say that. I didn't.
What, you don't meal prep? What?
Sure, I don't meal prep. You're right. Nothing's changed sexually. Okay, I'll say that. Nothing has changed sexually. That is fucking funny. Not eating ass no more is crazy. Like, who makes that decision? But
I mean,
I'm on a sabbatical.
Vegans, I guess.
Yeah, I guess vegan. Oh man! Shout out to us, man. 2020 for us. Yes. Speaking of which, going into 2024, we kind of already made it known, like this episode will be emailed, informed. So, xpointpod@gmail.com for your emails, questions, you know, comments, whatever you got. We answer it here. I got a couple here that we need to get to. Man, I'm sure there's some Christmas stuff happening. Nothing that I've seen that was like a crisis. It's like, oh, before Christmas or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I was okay with that. I was good with that because I was like, damn, we didn't. Maybe this was like a time thing right here.
But we made it.
Yeah, I think we made it here. But yeah, let's get into these emails. I feel like I had to do this too.
Oh shit.
I just want to do that. But
you've got mail.
All right. God damn it. I always forget that one.
No, it's okay.
I always forget that one. Maybe I should cut that one short.
Probably should.
This first one is from Deja.
What's up, Deja girl?
Deja says, it's my boyfriend emotionally cheating with a female friend. Okay. Subject title. Okay. So my boyfriend has these two female friends he met 6 months before I met him. He was looking for a temporary place to live, and the two girls was offering a room for a few months. So they were flatmates for a while. Okay, they were roommates. All right. My boyfriend has long moved out, but they kept being really good friends. He barely introduced me to them. I have seen them only 4 times in more than a year, while he has met them at least once a week. One of these girls left the town and will be away for a while, and my boyfriend has been hanging out with the girl who still lives here. She is single, and the few times I met her, she basically ignored my existence. He meets her once a week to cook and have dinner at her place. Okay. Or have picnics and walks at the park. It's winter. He has introduced her to his family. I mean, probably at a warmer place. He has introduced her to his family when they are visiting. She showed a lot of interest in meeting his family, but showed no interest in hanging out with me. He dismissed me when I said she was not nice with me the few times we met. Now, a year after this situation has been going on, and I've been trying to be more included, I said I was really close to ending the relationship and not following through our plans of moving together next May. That was no surprise for him since he saw I was distancing myself more and more. He then invited me to meet with her next Saturday. So this coming up Saturday. What are signs I should look for that can hint my boyfriend is emotionally romantically attached to his friend? Should I tag along with them enough times for me to make a conclusion of my suspicions? What are things he could do to make me feel secure in my relationship? Or would I just put up, or yeah, or would I, would you put up with this? He said he had an ex who was extremely jealous of all his friendships, and for this reason, he hasn't made an effort, including me, or being more honest about their plans. This was his only serious relationship, and it lasted 5 years. I'm glad she lists that last now for context. Because I was curious about where he was coming from this. Because the whole thing about going over there and making dinner while he's over there is kind of, it's weird. It's weird.
Okay.
I was just trying to, like, what's the angle? What's going on?
Maybe there? I missed, because you were like, I don't know if she miswrote something because you were kind of stumbling over. What did you just realize? Why did you say I'm glad she included that? What did I just miss?
Because I was trying to figure out the whole, he going over to the girl's house, the friend's house to make dinner.
No, I understand that. I'm saying, what did you read? Why are you saying that? What did you read? You said I'm glad she included that.
Yeah. Oh, well, you want me to read it? Oh,
well, yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, that last paragraph, she says, he says he had an ex who was extremely jealous of all his friendships, and for this reason, he hasn't made an effort of including me or being more honest about their plans.
Got it. Okay. Boom. And they went 5 years?
Yeah, they were 5 years, right.
Off top, my question is, why hadn't she tried to include herself?
Yeah, why are you distancing yourself from? Well, I can see why. It's like, because that's a thing they like people do. Like, if they like look, if they feel like they're being dismissed by another person, I'm not saying it's the best thing to do, but they kind of distance themselves from the situation. And I mean, and you know, she's made an effort. It's like, yo, I don't think she fucks with me. She has did that, but I'm just saying that's a normal thing for normal. I'd like for people to do. They try to distance themselves from this situation because they don't think the other person fucks with them.
That's fine, but you feeling a way about their relationship, and he is with this chick once a week. Cooking over there, eating dinner. They going on walks on the beach.
They going on, the walks on the beach is crazy.
She around the fam, and you just
be at the house.
At the house, watching Wheel of Fortune, letting them do all this. That's the part I don't understand. Like, why are you just allowing this to happen?
I was about to say because you watch Wheel of Fortune. Oh, man.
Look, what you need to do is stop writing us.
Yeah, go right. To that man, yeah, go talk to that man.
Because you let the... You
let a lot of things go.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is your fault.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that, too.
The reason I say it's your fault is because you allowed this behavior to continue. You allowed him to just chill with this girl. And not say the only thing you said was she don't fuck with me.
Yeah, right.
But you never once said like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with this. Can I at least hang out with you guys?
Yeah.
If there's nothing going on, there should be no reason why I can't come. You know.
And they're going to hang. I mean, whatever she said, they're going to hang. She's looking for red flags. What should I look for? And this and that, you know, this, that, and the third. And I don't know. You want us to tell you that. I don't know what is to look for. We're not detectives in this shit. Like, no,
I see some shit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I see red flags. You're right. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of, well, we already said it. It's kind of your fault. It led to this already. I'm just, you already got, like, you almost got a freako, but it's not really a freako yet. So you just, you know, just going in there. You think so?
They having picnics and shit.
Like, I get it. I get it.
It's you and it's your girl. It's you letting a nigga.
No.
Okay, look, I ain't even get it out.
No, you ain't even got to finish the sentence.
No, yeah, see?
It's that's a case. Not happening.
She got a case.
Yeah, no, she, okay, she got a case. She got a case. I understand it completely. Yeah,
she got a case.
But don't come to asking us about, like, what should I look for, nigga? You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
So what are you, I don't.
You ignoring it. Yeah. That's what it is. You got the case. It's in front of you.
That's it.
But you still asking questions.
You, like, if you go there, like, yeah, you got them both there. Ask some fucking questions.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, I know y'all friends, but this is like, this is some,
yes,
some other shit that, yeah, you know, we don't even do this shit.
We don't even, you told me you hate the beach.
Yeah. Nigga got picnic baskets going, right, on picnics and,
right,
shit.
Right.
Nah, man. Yeah, I know. You got them there. They can't hide nowhere. You got them there. Go ask some questions.
You cooking for her. Meanwhile, I'm over here eating frozen pizza.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's fucking insane.
That's crazy.
Fucking, I'm eating tombstone pizza, right, and
right,
shit.
Right. Y'all over there cheesing in each other's eyes and shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
She got one end of the pasta. He got the other end.
No, that's crazy. Shit. Nope. 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 Fuck out of here.
Nigga and the tramp.
Nigga and the tramp is funny. I like that. Nigga and the tramp is crazy. You got the other ends of the pasta and, right, shit. Oh, man. Slipping and shit. Oh, man. If I were you, I would make that joke while you were there.
Yeah.
I would make that joke. Oh, man. But no, man, don't come to us about what you, I mean, you got them there. Ask the fucking questions, man. Yeah. And then not only that, but before then, like, ask them, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Because this ain't normal.
No.
Like, I got female friends, too, but I ain't going over their house to cook and shit and, like, doing all that shit. All
right. We taking walks on the beach together.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Picnics and shit. Like,
yeah. No. Motherfucking going on walks and shit. What? Nigga, text her. Like, text your friend. Like, yo, what you doing? All right, cool, nigga. Like, nah, you ain't going on picnics? You don't even take your girl on the picnic?
No, she at home.
Oh, that shit crazy, bro.
You actually sending her to the stove for you.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man. Nigga. Yeah, baby, I need them pasta noodles. You got them pasta? Yeah, like. Yeah, no, get like 2 boxes of them.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I ain't need it for. I'm about to go take it over Sheree house. I'm take it over Sheree house. Yeah, I'm gonna take it over there because we're gonna cook. She got game night, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we just gonna go over there and she gonna cook it. But I might help her with it. Right. But you know, right, what I'm saying? But yeah, we need like 2 boxes of this. If you could do that, please. Oh yeah, please don't forget about that spaghetti sauce.
Please.
Yeah, we need that.
Prego.
We need that. Frego is crazy. Nah, man.
You better make sure she's not Prego.
Hell yeah, bro. Like, what? Nah. I know we making it worse, but shit. Yeah.
I don't know. I think you are way too late to be asking.
Right.
About
what to look for.
Yeah, and the crazy part is, yeah, you asking us what to look for on Saturday. All the shit you should have been looking for was in front of you. And you worried about Saturday.
Yes.
Nah. I'm sorry.
I gotta know what the Christmas was like. I gotta know. I gotta know what Christmas was like.
Well, that girl Christmas was great.
I'm sure like, it was. She got a few gifts. Yeah, I'm sure.
He probably was like, whoo, went above and beyond. He didn't even go to Bath and Beyond for you.
Yo.
That's crazy.
Wild as hell. That man, wild as hell, man, for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I know you need that. You said you didn't get a picnic basket, and you know what I'm saying? So I got this picnic basket for you. I also got, you know what I'm saying, some utensils, just get, you know, cuz you don't, your spoon be fucking up. So I got the expensive joint. I got the expensive joint. So when we do cook it up, we chef it up.
You know, we do that.
Yeah,
you know?
We going to get it now. Damn. Now we got the expensive shit.
Damn. Dog.
Do you Deja, dog, man. Ain't no way, man. Ain't no way.
So is this like a morning, evening thing? Like, if you Deja, is she nicer? Because, like, is that who he be?
He's stupid as hell for this.
Seems like he's splitting time because he over there.
I mean, he is splitting a lot of time. Yeah, he doing a lot of eating over there. I forgot what she said, but.
I hope you met the family.
Gotcha. Oh, and the family too. I forgot all about that shit. Yeah. Oh man. Nope. All
right.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on this one, but
we already did a lot.
Yeah. You know what to do, Deja. You wow. Because yeah, you he yeah. getting away with murder for real.
He definitely getting away with some things.
Deja, man, thank you for coming to us, even though I don't know why, but you know, thank you for emailing xpointpod@gmail.com. We're gonna get hit the next one on here. This next one, hold on, let me get to it.
You've got mail.
I stopped it for real this time. This one is from Matthew.
What out, Matthew?
This one is a little long, but we're going to get to it. Matthew says, my wife is letting herself go, and I'm losing attraction to her. Not sure what to do. I've been with my wife, whom I love dearly, for 6 years or so. Got married in 2021. First few years were on and off due to distance. However, COVID brought us together. Shout out, COVID. Mm-hmm.
That you didn't think knew that killed people
in the beginning. But shout it out. Shout COVID out. When I met my wife, she was incredibly attractive. The type of girl everybody would try to hit on in the club or when you're going out. I've always admired her in all levels. She was all so driven professionally, always looking for more, incredibly independent, a good partner and friend, etc. Anyway, when we started dating back in 2020, I started noticing certain things about her that I didn't love. Yet, she always had what I thought were good excuses not to do. For instance, her roommate would get upset at her for leaving a mess behind her. She would always respond that her job was incredibly demanding, which it was. Eventually, she moved with me to Seattle. Shout out to Seattle. Where I started having similar issues with her. She would literally never grab a broom, nor clean the kitchen. Literally any cleaning scenario you could think of, she didn't do. Same as with her roommate, she had an incredibly demanding job. She would work for 12, 15 hours. So she would say things like, once I had a new job, things would be better. I'll be able to do those things. This can be translated to lack of good eating habits and exercise. I would have never got that, but okay. We've been back and forth with this issue since then. Fast forward to now. All right, she gets a new job in Florida. We both decided this was a way better opportunity for both since I work from home. So we decided to move. New jobs comes with new decent working hours and a regular 9-to-6 schedule. Yet the other issues never change. She still hasn't grabbed the broom nor cleaned anything since we've been together. However, the main issue is her eating habits. I guess I'm bringing the other stuff up for context of her laziness. Because I was like, I don't know where you're going with this one. She has gained easily 70 pounds in the past 3 years. We've had our wedding party back in November, which I thought would be a perfect motivation to get back in shape. But that didn't happen. Now, the wedding party has passed, and it's almost like she was waiting for it to happen to fully let herself go. She has junk food almost on a daily basis. Chocolates full of cookies, burgers, tacos, you name it. I actively said no when she asked if I want some. Hell no, I don't want that. Our sex life has decreased. Our sex life has decreased too. On one side, she always feels tired, and on the other, I just don't have the attraction anymore. We gotten to a point where I feel like I'm starting to resent her. I feel like I've been misled this whole entire time. Maybe this is my bad. Maybe, but I'm always thought that it was really a time issue. Before, she would be slightly interested in at least checking food labels and exercising from time to time. Now, proactively, she would say out loud how much she hates exercise and that she thinks she can be on a daily taco diet and it can still be healthy. I feel like this is my fault because I'm an incredibly active person. So I need to be doing something. I work out 5 to 6 times a week, and I do everything at the house, clean, feed the pets, clean the house, dishes, you name it. I feel like I enabled her to be this way. Before, she would say how she needs to get in shape for herself, but also for me, for us. But now it's like she's taking the marriage for granted and there's no need to do anything to keep it up. Thank you, Mr. N. My immediate problem is obviously the looks. I feel like one thing is being up a few pounds, but 30 pounds for someone that's 5'2 is just not good looking. I don't want to come off as a shallow person when I say I'm just not into big girls. And to be honest, I probably wouldn't have been interested in her if she looked like this when we started dating.
I thought you said it was the end.
Yeah, it's the ending. It's the ending paragraph. I guess I'm trying to get some advice on how to tackle this conversation that I know I need to have. I can't stress enough. I don't want this marriage to be over for something like this. I try to keep my mind off it, but it's becoming really difficult. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I also want this conversation to be a wake-up call for her. Any help is appreciated.
Okay. You want to go or you want me to go?
Please, you can go.
3 things off top. First of all, I don't like when people gotta like, I'm not trying to be shallow, but I feel this way. Listen, you can be attracted to whatever you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to preface your comment with that. If you're not into big girls, then you're not into big girls.
That's it.
You know? So you're fine there.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. Second, we had an emailer not too long ago who had to have a conversation with her partner after he shaved his beard.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And she was very mature about it. She told him, like, look.
Don't do that shit no more.
Right. I still love you.
Right.
You're still the love of my life. I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I just don't like this that you did.
Yeah, don't make no decisions without telling me.
Yes, let's not do that.
Yeah.
You can do like the same thing. You can tell her, like, look, I love you, and this is coming from a place of love. But you didn't got big. You ain't got to say it like that. It's not
70 pounds is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
And we don't have a fun size, a fun house mirror in our bedroom. Yeah, that's a real mirror.
Right. That's just not the mirror, Mickey. You wide. You wide.
Yeah, wide. Yeah. You right. that's you.
That is you.
I think the third thing was, I think it's worse because of where you moved to. I think that's played a part. I know you was feeling this way in Seattle, but Florida is way different than Seattle.
I mean, it's different.
It's cold. It's cold in Seattle. They ain't just walking around half dressed. But you probably got to Florida and you was like, oh my God. you've probably seen a lot of people in shape and it's thrown in your face every day. And you gotta.
I was gonna say, it's like Florida has to be like twofold because, yeah, you got the retired people and then you got the other people who like really fit. All the time. You see that.
All the time.
Yeah, for sure.
All the time. And she over here talking about tacos and smelling like snacks.
No, that was wild. She just like, yeah, I if look, lowest of keys, I would be on a taco diet
right now. That's it. It ain't just got to be a Tuesday. And she don't clean. That's it's just like you need to pick a lane. Either you going to just practice poor health changes, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Or you not going to clean. But you can't do both.
You can't do both. We gotta pick some here.
You got to pick some.
Either you're going to be wide.
Yeah.
Or you going to get some tide.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to do something. You got to pick one. You got to pick one. I'm sorry. This house is a mess. You don't do no clothes. All right.
You either eat or sweep.
You gotta choose. You gotta choose, man.
Oh, this man. That was good.
Either you gonna be wide or you gonna pick up some tide.
That's crazy. That's crazy. My man said, either you gonna watch your bod or you gonna wash with these pods.
Oh man.
My man over there spitting. He's spitting. She's swallowing, but my man's spitting.
But he right? About spit, right?
That's crazy.
Either you gonna watch your weight or pick up a shake weight or something. You gotta pick and choose.
Oh my god.
You gotta pick and choose.
Bro, you gotta talk to her because you don't wanna sleep with her now? Like,
Yeah, that's another thing too. Right. Like, you're not even attracted to her anymore. It's gotten to that point. Now. Right. So, that's more alarming than anything, honestly. Like, yeah, the cleaning, the everything else, because, you know, she got a job. That's crazy. You know, I get that. But y'all ain't got no romance, then the fuck we doing here now?
Right.
Have a conversation with her. Like, be as gentle as you could possibly be. And about the whole, I mean, you got to be delicate for sure. You got to be delicate. Because, you know. That's a delicate situation, but yeah, 70 pounds is crazy.
You got to tell her though.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been told her.
Yeah.
You let her get plus 70 on your watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't on Weight Watcher. She was on your watch. You up 70 in the game, man.
You up? Yes. Yeah. You
Devin Booker at your ass.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Sorry.
That was almost worse than mine. Jesus. Those who know. That's crazy. But oh man.
Y'all wrote us.
Yeah, right. Don't get mad at us for real. Don't don't get mad at us for real. But please, have a conversation with her, man. Cause I mean, it might just get more and more extreme. And then, I mean, you turn around, she's like, I don't want you no more than, like, the biggest loser. Like, I don't want you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't want you to get to a place where, like, I might be a contestant on the Biggest Loser. Like, I don't want that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and I'm just worried about your health. Bring it up that way. Hey, I'm worried about your health.
Yeah.
There you go. It's like, I know job is hard and it's demanding, but your health is, I'm concerned with. Boom, done.
Talk to her.
Yeah, just talk to her,
Matthew.
Yeah. Matthew, thank you, man. Appreciate that one. We're going to get to the next one.
You've got mail.
My man, Tyler.
What out, Tyler?
Tyler.
You didn't create an email.
You created an email. I wanted to read the subject title, but I'll read it. My girlfriend wants to take a break. Is it over? Yes.
Thanks, Tyler. Ask a point.
You've got mail.
Easy.
This next one.
Yeah, this next one. Sorry, Nick.
Wait. Sorry, Nick. Oh man.
you.
Shit. It's an evil world we live in.
For real.
For real.
No, I'm sorry, Tyler. I'll respect you and read it and then tell you yes. Tyler says last night my girlfriend called me and told me that she was starting to have doubts. We met at college, and I've been dating for over 3 years. We have been long distance the past 2 months, as I had to move in with my parents. It's a long story. She worked full-time, and I've only recently got a job working part-time for minimum wage, and I wake up late, stay up late, don't take care of myself that well. She told me that she feels like I'm not pulling my weight, and in so many words, that I'm kind of a loser. Today, I was texting her like we normally would, and she said that my boyfriendy stuff makes her feel weird and that she wants to take a little break. That her and I just friends right now. Is this a soft way of ending things, or is it possible that if I prove that I'm committed to being productive and taking care of myself, that we can get back to normal? For context, my family helps her pay for rent, and we were planning on moving back in together summer next year.
That last sentence confused.
Okay. That because I had stuff to say and he threw that.
He threw me all the way off just with that one though.
Here's my thing.
Because that was a clear, yeah, we were right at the beginning. Yeah, like she ain't feeling you no more.
No, that makes me feel like we're more right.
Yeah, for sure.
Because obviously she doesn't care about risking the rent. So
So
that tells me either she got a dude with money that's finna take your place, or she just like, I don't even give a fuck. I'll do overtime or get a second job. Like, I'll handle my rent.
I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter. It might be the latter.
I don't know, man. Telling your boyfriend that we are now friends, that speaks volumes to me. I've never heard that, and that's some crazy shit to say to a person.
All the time I've lived in, I've never heard that before.
Like, boy, if you didn't have to fight back tears.
Shit.
She told you.
Yeah.
Your boyfriendy and girlfriendy thing, it just makes her cringe, like uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And that we are just friends right now.
Yeah. It felt like she'd been like feeling like that for a while.
Well, he said she. Listen, I'm not trying to talk about nobody, but you sound like 16. You're like, stay up late, got a part time job, had to move back in my parents. Mm-hmm. And look, people have the move back in the parents thing ain't even what I'm looking at. It's the other stuff you were just describing your life. Yeah. Like that's how she. That's why she feel like she feel.
They're young.
Yeah. They gotta be. Young. It sounds like young. Like you better not tell me you like 37.
Yeah. Oh no, that's just crazy.
Just got my first job. It's part time.
Everything speaks. This is young love.
Yeah.
This is what this is. And yeah, she was trying to find a way to tell you this. Didn't know how to tell you other than to tell you and just put it out there. Like,
but you too busy fucking eating pizza rolls and playing Warzone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Met at, college. They've been together for like 3 years. So, I mean, clearly it's probably like, 21, 22 or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, the distance. Yeah.
And the long distance thing.
It probably was like, hey, this was fine when it was in college, but you continued this.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just some college shit, but I'm seeing it's not. You just...
Right. And people grow apart too. Like maybe she's just like growing and in a way where she's like, I probably outgrown this relationship. Yeah, you know, that she probably feels that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what she said in so many words. She's outgrown you.
Right. But if you do get your shit together, like, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't get her back.
It may not be his option.
I was about to say maybe that.
Like, the ball is not in your court.
It's not. She made the decision for y'all.
Yeah, she made the decision. And, like, it's a boss move because she, like, not only did I just end it with you, your parents are paying my rent. That's kind of...
Shit is wild.
It's wild. It's a wild
scenario. That's fucking insane. Ain't no way you going to tell me that we're friends now and my parents are paying your rent.
Ain't no fucking way.
Well, guess what, bitch? They ain't paying your rent no more.
Guess what, bitch? You are now evicted.
Oh, our relationship ended. Well, guess what? That's ended too.
Yeah.
Your lease.
Yeah.
Cause that's what's happening right now.
You're moving on, but you're gonna have to move out.
I'm petty. Like, I'm like, that. Mom, dad, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
She I'll says, we are just friends now.
Yeah.
Cool.
So guess what?
Heard you. Heard you. Guess what my parents don't do for just friends?
Woo! Right. Yeah. That's wild, man. Tyler.
Yeah, man.
Do with that what you will. Just focus on getting your shit together. Yeah, this might be like a stepping stone to, you know, what's happened. And I know it's kind of fucked up to being in the season that we're in right now. But yeah, man, just get your shit together. I mean, you'll get through. You'll get through. Sorry for joking on you at the beginning.
I'm not.
But yeah, that was, yeah. Anybody who's, we don't believe in breaks.
No.
We don't believe in breaks.
I know what a break is.
We already had that discussion already. Yeah.
You've got mail.
This next one is from Sherrod.
What up, Sherrod?
Haven't had a Sherrod over here before.
I knew a nigga in high school named Sherrod.
Sherrod, for real?
I did not like that nigga. I hope this ain't you. I did not like that.
You ain't like him? Why you ain't like him?
He's just, you know, a nigga when a nigga just overly cocky. Like, just overly cocky.
Yeah, one of them niggas.
Yeah, and it's just like,
yeah.
Yeah, me and him didn't get along, man. He just.
So fuck cocky Sherrod. Yeah. I mean, he don't look like he's cocky here, but we'll see. He says, no Christmas gift. Oh, see, here comes Christmas. No Christmas gift despite a year of dating and years of friendship. So for context, we've been seriously dating since January, but we've been distant friend for years and never received a gift. I'm not usually one to complain, but since January, I have done a lot. For her birthday, I spent over $2,000, and I've spent much more on dates and her son. We went on dozens of dates. I've even flown back to her hometown multiple times while I was on business trips just to spend a weekend with her. I felt this was coming a while ago, though. On my birthday, she came to the party, but gave me a gift that was about $20 worth of random stuff from Family Dollar. Oh, he listed up a random candle. I love that's a random candle.
Ain't even sent it. Stickers just say candle.
An unsigned birthday card, car freshener, a hug, and a bottle of beard oil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she ain't
took that personal. That seemed like that one hit home for you.
Fuck. No, I'm just saying that she didn't give a fuck about you. That's all this says right here. I didn't really. Did they have beer oil at Family Dollar?
I don't know. They got drug tests. What?
I guess they do, right? I didn't really think much of it through, considering she had been laid off, and it was the thought that counted. Fuck out of here. Since then, though, she has gotten a new job and has done over the top things for her friends for their birthday. I spent about $600 on the Christmas gift and over $200 for her son's gift. And even though we had a bad argument 2 weeks before, we were on good terms by the time Christmas came. So on Christmas, I was surprised to see that I had nothing. Again, I tried to rationalize it in my head. Maybe it was late getting delivered or something. But after having a conversation over the phone the next day, I asked, so did I get a gift? Or she said, yeah, me. I went completely quiet. She then again came back and said, no, I'm just joking, and laughed. So I said again, okay, so did I? And she never responded back. I did the best thing I could at the time and said I was getting another call and hung up. I'm not trying to sound entitled or anything, but I feel like it's pretty fucked up. Am I overlooking something here? Am I valid for feeling like she doesn't really care? That is Sherrod.
You ain't overlooking shit.
Not at all.
You have every right to feel how you feel.
Yes, because that is fucking insane. The fact that she went to Family Dollar for your birthday is insane to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you get the card from there. Like, you can just, get the card. Yeah, get the card from there. But God, the things he lists is like something you get for
a teenager?
A stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, one of them. Like, damn, I forgot, you know, get something for the stocking stuffer. I forgot all about that. What do? You get a candle. You get, you know what I'm saying?
Some black ice, bitch?
Yes. So that is fucking crazy. For your birthday?
What the fuck?
You give me an unscented candle? You couldn't even give me the smell good? You couldn't even go to Bath and Body Works and get a $9 candle? Yo.
You what's more disrespectful is you have to sit through and watch what she did for her friends on their birthday. That's right.
She ain't even try to make up for it.
That's a different kind of...
Yeah.
Like, bitch, I seen what your capabilities are.
Yeah, it's like...
You bought your best friend a planet. She got a planet.
Hey, girl, I bought you a star. Yeah, look up there.
That's it right there. That's yours.
And shit, I mean, I get it. When you're in a relationship, sometimes you try to rationalize some things that your partner do. You try to rationalize it. You do. I've done it myself. I get that. But this is next level type shit. And then not only that, but it's like it's Christmas time, and yeah, and you not try to, you know, well, I spent this much on her gift and spent this much on her son's gift, and you're not trying to match the price of it. It was just like, I didn't get nothing. I didn't get anything. It's fucking insane.
That's...
Yeah, man. This shit, I don't know. I would say it's over. I would definitely say it's over.
You know what?
Fuck you.
I want to know what the argument was about. That might tell me some things if I knew like what y'all was arguing about.
I don't even need that.
But that could give me some context of some things. Like, I don't know. But
she had the microwave on high. What, like, what do you want? Like, I don't know.
Bro, she shouldn't see 2024 with you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Can you take her gift back?
Maybe.
Like, did maybe. You give it, you, he, because he didn't say if he gave her her gift.
Right.
If you ain't gave her her gift, treat yourself to something. Go take it back. Use the money on yourself.
Don't take the son's gift back. Don't be petty. No. Like, I'll be petty, but don't be petty.
Don't.
You know what I'm saying? Leave the son's gift alone, but take hers back.
Do you like the kid?
I mean, that's valid. That's valid.
Because if he a little shit to you,
you know, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, I'm taking all that shit back. I'm taking Spider-Man back. I'm taking all that shit back. I don't care if it's digital. Delete, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
As he hit you with one of those, you ain't my daddy.
Okay.
Heard you.
Okay. Okay. All right. I got you. You ain't my daddy. Okay. Heard you. I don't think y'all should be together. And I'm not saying like, yo, it's only a gift. I know people that's listening, it's only a gift.
That's the people that give car air fresheners.
You're probably one of them people.
Yeah.
You're probably one of them people.
Look, it's a chick out there who feeling offended because she got a fucking designer purse and she gave him a card and beer oil. She's like, I don't see what the problem is.
You Listen, guys are simple. Like, we're not that complicated as far as gifts. Like, we're good with damn near anything you give us. But the fact that you didn't put any effort into the birthday gift or anything at all for this Christmas gift is just like, it's telling. It's very telling to me. It's telling. It's telling that me, like, I don't need to be with you next year. That's what it says to
me. I don't need to be with you tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, it just, like...
I think some of y'all, I don't know what y'all be wanting us to say, but y'all got the answers.
It really do be the most obvious
stuff. Yeah, y'all got the answers.
It's just, I don't know. Maybe y'all got a kink. I don't know. I have no idea. You know what I'm saying?
She said, I got you me.
She really said that shit. She said that. Which could be, I mean, ha-ha funny, but shit, I didn't get nothing.
Listen, don't pull that shit when I'm having a serious moment with you.
Don't try to be silly when I'm trying to be serious right now.
It's serious.
Yeah, serious. Serious.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Nah, for real, what you give me though? And then you go quiet?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
And he did the right thing just by hanging up. He did, because it could have been, it could have turned into something different. But he being rational, he didn't do that. So
sometimes y'all too rational for me.
Woo.
That's why they do the stuff they do.
Yeah, because yeah, you let that shit go
for too long.
Yeah, now they going on picnics and
mm-hmm.
and shit. You know, no,
weighing
friends
70 pounds more.
Yeah, and
making you watch them get them they friends better gifts than they get you.
And they give you a car freshener.
A car freshener and a candle that ain't got no scent. And a keychain.
And a keychain. With my name on it.
Ain't even your name.
Ain't even your name.
Say Sharon.
Oh, man. Ugh. God damn. Sharon is crazy. Sharon is fucking nuts. I can't imagine what her, like, Valentine's Day. Well, she probably wouldn't get nothing for Valentine's Day, to be honest with you, like that, but.
Yeah, I wish he would have included that, because he said.
No, what the argument was? January.
No, yeah. Well, like, what? Even if she didn't do that.
Got it.
If she was one of those, like, well, I don't do
Valentine's
Day. Sure. I do the sweetest day. Right. What did she get you for sweetest day, my dog?
Yeah. They probably skipped it, because it was January. They probably did.
No, sweetest day is in, what, September?
October? No, October.
Yeah, October. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, they probably skipped Valentine's Day because they got together.
Well, they could have did sweetest.
Yeah, that's, who knows.
And what she get you? Oh, yeah, he told me what the birthday was.
Yeah, the birthday is crazy.
The birthday is crazy. Let me stop talking about
it. Hey, man, what'd your girl get you, man?
Huh?
For your birthday, what'd your girl get you?
Shit, you know, yeah. Listen, man, I don't even want to tell y'all.
I know she got you something nice, man. Yeah. You know, y'all been together for a little minute. Like, I know she did.
And he played off.
And you know, and I see what she did for her girls. You know what I'm saying? So I know she got you right.
Man, you know she hit me with the smell goods.
Ooh, yeah, like one of them. You know what I'm saying? The Blue Day Chanel. What she get you? Like one of them colognes? Like for sure. Yeah, yeah. The ones you like. Yeah,
man. It was something crazy. Black something. I can't even.
Black something. Black. Okay. Yeah, okay. Something. That's different. Yeah. That's different. I don't know. Diddy might have made that one. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Dr. Umar.
Dr. Umar or something, maybe. Yeah. I ain't heard of that one, but yeah, okay. That's dope. You know, that's dope.
Something light.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Light. So.
Real light.
Oh man, she gave him a lighter or some shit too.
That she found.
Yeah, that she found. I was gonna say, like, yeah, Family Dollar. I go to Family Dollar to get like lighters and such shit. Yeah. Like I need for the house or something. Yeah,
you got like 7 good flicks in that motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh my god, bro. Yeah, man. I've never been so clear into telling somebody to, you know, to leave this person because she clearly does not care. Just like the girl who wanted to break, she don't care.
Mm-mm.
No more.
You know what? To go back to him real quick, if a chick said that to me, like, I need a break, I'd be like, I'll give you 30 minutes. What you need, 30? What you need?
You like, need you want 30? Me to call you back?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, don't go here. Like, you need a Kit Kat? Like, what?
I can run the Family Dollar.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They got plenty of those.
Yeah, I got you.
With the unscented candles.
Right.
Yo, no, that is, yeah, that's fucking nuts, man. I can't. I can't with you guys sometimes. I really can't.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, Sherrod. That is it for Sherrod, and that's it for us, man. I just want to thank.
That was it. That was 5 of them.
That's it, man. That is it. I want to thank everybody, man. This 2023 has been a gift. You want to talk about gifts? It's been a gift, man. Just doing a pod, doing the pod with my bro. Just appreciating you guys, man, for listening. Hopefully, 2024 will be a better year. For podcasting, but man, yeah, just getting back to it and being in the swing of things, man, this has been very fun to do. I think I said this last time, just, you know, just I'm just having fun with it. And yeah, just thank you guys. Thank you guys for making this entertaining for us. And yeah, man, just we're going to keep it rocking for next year for sure. Just stay tuned. We have to. Yeah, just askapointpod@gmail.com for the questions and comments. And, you know, just share it with everybody. You know, it helps the people find the pod. Yeah, man, I ain't got nothing else. You know, just happy holidays. Happy New Year to you guys. I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know if y'all going out or staying in or what have you. But, you know, just continue to have a great year. Happy holidays to everybody. I don't know what River want to say, but that's pretty much all I got for y'all.
Man, my mind is on these emails, man. That was some wildness. That was some...
Yeah.
motherfuckers not... his present situation, because, like, I'm still not over it, because he didn't get nothing. Like,
yeah,
they didn't even meet up.
They
didn't even meet up. Right, so it's kind of like, you didn't get shit. For Christmas, she didn't even get you shit for Hanukkah. Like, you ain't get no coochie chocolate. Like, you ain't get shit or nothing, bro. Like, I really feel for you, man.
Nah, that's fucked up. It's really fucked up. It's really, really fucked up. You didn't get anything for Christmas. Like, you was like giftless at Christmas. I think that's gonna be the title of the show.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Did I say Hanukkah? Or also say Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa too.
Say Kwanzaa. I messed that joke up.
Oh, did you? No, it's all right.
No.
It's okay.
I don't like ending like that. People probably laugh. Then there's probably people like, nigga, it's Kwanzaa.
It's a Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa.
Damn, River.
Hanukkah is in there, Kwanzaa's in there too.
Do better, River.
You allow one.
All right.
You allow one, okay?
Sorry.
I mean, it's bad as at the end of the year, but... You allowed one. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
I failed you.
The joke was right there, and I just out of bounds.
Oh man, no, you'll do it better. And, you know, just set the goal. It's fine. it's fine.
Note it. Take my headphones off. I feel like such a failure. God, I feel like that. I feel like Tyler.
Oh man, thank you. That's fucking funny. But yeah, man, thank you guys. I know that we didn't get into TD Jakes. But you know, I mean, it's some whole bunch of other shit we didn't get into.
Did you say TD Cakes?
TD Cakes.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Cardi back outside.
It was a couple stuff.
Dr. Umar being Dr. Umar.
I mean, come on, man. With that, I mean, you want to leave them with something, or are you good? Like,
no, man. I think we good, man.
It's them damn headphones. He didn't feel like a failure.
I'm just not feeling like my jolly self right now.
It's one joke, man.
I know, man. I felt like if I really just landed, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was supposed to land it like a drunk Denzel, and I didn't, bro.
We'll do better next year. And we'll see you guys next year. On a new episode of Pod to Be Nice, man. We want to thank everybody, all right? I'm Billy Ellis. That is the Pun Guy. We see you guys in 2024.
Peace.
Peace.